Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The people of God, who are the bride of Christ, cannot be distinguished from the inhabitants of this world in their natural state, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we also had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. We see an illustration of the calling of the bride of Christ in the calling of Rebekah to be the bride of Isaac. On the day that she was found by the servant of Abraham, she was not seeking a husband, nor did she have any desire to leave her happy home in the land of her nativity. Neither did any of the children of God have any desire after the things of God, for they were dead in trespasses and sins. Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, was sent by Abraham to a particular place for the express purpose of getting a bride for his son Isaac. He would not return until he had accomplished exactly what he was sent to do. The Holy Ghost will not fail to accomplish exactly what he came to do. He will awaken the people of God and speak to them of Christ. Rebekah was showered with gifts by Eliezer out of the abundance of the riches which were in his master's house. Her heart was softened towards Eliezer and ultimately won over by the bestowal of these gifts and kindnesses. The Holy Ghost gives the children of God the gift of faith, wherein they are compelled to follow Christ. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. When asked by her father if she would go with Eliezer, she gladly consented, even though she knew little about her future husband. She went out from her family having no idea how to get to where Isaac was, yet her way was marked out by the same one who came from a far country to get her. She was carried on her journey without any effort on her part. Her safety and direction was assured by him who was a faithful servant. She rode upon the back of a camel from the land of her nativity to that place where she would continually dwell with her husband. These camels were not her own, but belonged to the same one who had sent his servant to fetch her. So Christ has sent his Holy Spirit to gather his children from the four corners of the earth. They ride upon the backs of his camels of grace, which are both sure-footed and know the way home even in the midst of the darkest night, the raging storms of trouble, or the merciless heat of the sun. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. The scriptures say that she rode upon the camels and followed the man, which was the master's servant. Now, on the one hand, she didn't have much choice in the matter because, after all, she did not know the directions which would take her to her destination. Yet, at the same time, she wanted to follow him because she believed that he knew the way and had proven himself kind and trustworthy by his gifts and demeanor. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The servant took Rebekah to his master. He did not leave her to wander about here and there, just hoping that she would arrive some day in time for his master's son's wedding. He left nothing to chance, but made sure that she would arrive at the proper destination at the proper time. Whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. And then finally we see the scripture say Eliezer went his way. He had a pathway which he had already traversed. He did not ask Rebekah for any input on the journey, nor did he alter his course to suit her whims along the way. The pathway which the Lord has seen fit to lead us down is seldom one we would choose. It is a way which we knew not, but it is known well to him. We desire to see all of our hopes and dreams fulfilled. We would never choose to be sick or fall into poverty of any sort. We would avoid all pitfalls and discomfort. We would desire a life of ease and plenty. Yet it has not pleased the Lord to design our lives just like we would want them to be. While he has not designed for us a life free of temptation and trial, he has promised that he would, with the temptation or trial, make a way that we might escape it. Christ is our deliverer in all things. Have you been called from a far country to be wed to Christ?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.